In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We've just heard John's Christmas story. We don't hear in John's Christmas story about the manger, Jesus being laid in the manger, the whole nativity scene, Mary and Joseph. We hear instead the story of the incarnate Christ, of Jesus, of who Jesus was and who Jesus is. And there are two particular passages that really struck me this season, this holy season of Christmas. One was, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. To me, that is an incredible statement of hope and of faith. Because we all find ourselves so many times in places of darkness, right? We all find ourselves in times when we feel lost or lonely or frightened or depressed or in grief. We've lost loved ones, we've lost jobs, we've lost direction. All kinds of things happen in our lives and we find ourselves in places of darkness. Or we listen to the news or we read the headlines and it feels like the world is in darkness. But yet, for people of faith, we know that if we look, that if we wait, sometimes a moment, sometimes a day, sometimes a week, we will see the light because the darkness does not overcome it. And we know that. We hope in that. We trust in that. We are people of faith. We have seen it over and over and over again in our lives, in the lives of others, and in the world around us. We know that the darkness doesn't win. We know that the darkness does not overcome the light. It always finds a way in. The other passage today that caught my attention, or the other verse, was, no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is closest to the Father's heart, who has made him known. No one has ever seen God. Has ever seen God face to face. Even Moses only got to see God's backside, right? He sat him up in that little ridge and the rock and the crack of the rock and said, as I walk by, you can see me, as I go by you. No one's ever seen God's face. As much as we have longed to, as much as we have wanted to, especially in those times when we really needed to see God, we've never been able to see God's face. And people have longed for that from the time of the creation of human beings. And what did God do? Because of our limitation, because of our inability to be able to see God, the Creator, God came down and met us in a way that was accessible to us. And revealed God's self in the form of a human being. The incarnation of the Word, God the Son, the Word made flesh. If we want to know what God looks like, is, sounds like, feels like, we turn to Jesus. The one who shows us the love of God, the compassion of God, the forgiveness of God, the healing power of God, the grace of God in the face of what looked like darkness and hate. and violence. His life was all about God and God's love and God's compassion and God's forgiveness. It's the absolute beacon of light of who God is. And these two passages remind us that John's gospel reminds us that Christmas isn't a day, as the newscaster today, when I turned on to check the weather, said, Christmas is over, but It's not 12 days. It's a season that is a lifetime, because it lives on and on and on and on and on in us, in these passages that we just heard. We don't give Christmas enough attention, even in the church, right? We give Easter, how many days? 50, right? 50 days of Easter till Pentecost, right? We even give Lent 40 days. Even Advent got 4 Sundays. 12 days of Christmas, that's all we give that attention to. And for most of us, we're lucky if we really hang on to it until New Year's, when we start thinking about New Year's resolutions and celebrating New Year's Eve and then taking down our Christmas trees. But this says Christmas is even more than 12 days. It goes on and on and on in each and every one of us, in each and every moment of light, in each and every time we see the face of Christ. Each and every time we are the face of Christ. I'd like to end with this poem by Howard Thurman called The Works of Christmas. When the song of the angel is still, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back to their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. Find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoners, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart.